I believe in a long, prolonged derangement of the senses to attain the unknown. All I live in the subconscious. Our pale reason hides the infinite from us.
I know it's been 3 weeks, but you know how far I've got to go making me. And how's your mama now with her new living frame? Oh, how I hate the wounds that never seem to mend. He said, I don't call him daddy, but he takes care of things. When you pick me up on Friday, are you gonna bring me anything? Oh, don't worry, Dad, you know it don't matter what we do. 'Cause I don't call him daddy, he could never be like you. God bless the little hearts, they're the ones who really pay. When mom and dad can't get along and they go their separate ways, in a way I'm glad there's someone there to fill the empty space. Tears of understanding streak down a dirty face. He said, I don't call him daddy, but he takes care of things. When you pick me up on Friday, are you gonna bring me anything? Oh, don't worry, Dad, you know it don't matter what we do. 'Cause I don't call him daddy, he could never be like you, be like you. As he can, and I don't get to see him half as much as I had planned. There's so much I need to tell him, so precious little time. A little rain on the window and a little wave goodbye. He said, I don't call him daddy, but he takes care of things. Pick me up on Friday, are you gonna bring me anything? Oh, don't worry, Dad, you know it don't matter what we do. 'Cause I don't call him daddy, he can never be like you. He said, I don't call him daddy, but he takes care of things. When you pick me up on Friday, are you gonna bring me anything?
Order me master.
Good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to station WEFUNK, better known as We Funk, or deeper still, the Mothership Connection, home of the extraterrestrial brothers, dealers of funky music, P-Funk, Uncut Funk, The Bomb.
Coming to you directly from the Mothership, top of the chocolate Milky Way, 500,000 kilowatts of P-Funk power. So kick back, dig, while we do it to you in your eardrums. Oh, me, I'm known as Lollipop Man, alias the long-haired sucker. My motto is...
Make mine the P-Funk. I want my funk uncut. Yeah, make my funk the P-Funk.
I want to get funked up.
Now, this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, defects, or shortcomings, you know, like arthritis, rheumatism, or migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to lay it on your radio. Let the vibes flow through. Funk not only moves, it can remove. Dig? The desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary functionship. Sir Lollipop Man, chocolate-coated freaking habit form. Doing it to you in 3D. So groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time called now. Somebody say, is there funk after death? I say, it's 7 up. Yeah. P-Funk.
P-Funk. P-Funk.
Put my sunglasses on. That's the law around here. You got to wear your sunglasses so you can feel cool. Gangsta lean. Y'all should dig my sunroof top. Well, all right. Hey, I was digging on y'all funk for a while. Sound like it got a 3 on it, though, to me. You know, I was down south and I heard some funk with some main ingredients like Doobie Brothers, Blue Magic, David Bowie. It was cool. But can you imagine Doobie in your funk? Ho! Oh, W-E-F-U-N-K. We funk.
Make my funk the P-funk.
Ho!
Oh. I want my funk uncut.
Oh,
make my funk the P-funk. I want to get funked up.
Him, I want the bomb.
I want the P-funk.
P-funk, y'all.
I want my funk septo. Make my funk the P-funk.
Home of the extraterrestrial brother. Once upon a time, call right now. Ain't it funky now?
anybody home? Hello? Hey, Pam. Hello?
Thank you.
I have, you know, in all my career of professional wrestling and all I have done, there's not too many men I have admired myself. Matter of fact, throughout history, maybe Socrates, gentlemen like that. Today with me, my guests are Tagger Lee Chung and the man that I have admired as a tag team combination. I have seen this man on 6 different occasions win the World's Heavyweight Championship tag team match. I have seen this gentleman, Mr. Fuji, on 6 different occasions with 3 different partners win the championship. You, Mr. Fuji, it's such a pleasure to have you on here on Piper's Pit, because I have never seen a man that is such a ring general that can take young men like Tagger Lee Chung and make him into a world champion again and again. You know, I'll tell you something that really makes me hot is I sit and I watch and I listen to the people. And the people there, they sit at home and they go, look at that Jap. Huh? He ain't nothing but a stinking Jap. Oh, nothing but a stinking Jap, while you sit there with your beer belly and putting your feet up there and your wife is looking at Mr. Fuji here and Tagger Lee Chung, who has been 6 times now, 6 times world. Have you ever been 6 times tiddlywink champion? No. This man has been 6 times world's heavyweight tag team champion, and I would like to say, sir, it is my privilege and pleasure to have you here on Piper's Pit. Mr. Tagger, it is a privilege to be with you too. Sir, please, could you tell me just a little bit? I know you can't divulge too much, but the success you've had with the repetitions of wins you've had with the tag team champions, could you fill us in a little of some of the energy you give with your opponents?
First, I start the opponent.
You start.
Second, I look in. All weak spot. Every man have weak spot. I use brains to take advantage of weak spot.
Tell me, Mr. Fuji, do you have tapes? Every partner you have picked, you have been successful with. Do you have tapes that you watch at home, or is it something? Do you go to the arena yourself? What is it?
This, I must be very, very honest. I cannot tell secret. You see.
Good man.
See, Japanese never say nothing. You see. Okay, so everybody say, Japanese lose war.
How about the belt?
Yeah, but let me tell you, Japanese win economy war. Lot of Japanese car, lot of Japanese pipelines. Very good, huh?
It's been a pleasure to have you here. You see, what you have here is the reason he is because the man is completely honest, and I guess this is just another case where honesty pays off. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week. Yo!
I don't know why I keep on believing you need me when you've proved so many times that it ain't true. And I can't find one good reason for staying. Maybe my leaving would be the best. But these rose-colored glasses that I'm looking through show only the beauty, 'cause they hide all the truth. Good times, good lines, the ones I used to hear when I held you. And they keep me from feeling so cheated, defeated, when reflections in your eyes show me a fool. These rose-colored times of trying, you'll believe me when I say I love you, and I'll lay these rose-colored glasses aside. These
deadly left hand.
Oh, without a doubt. Why they call him the hammer?
We're going to be keeping score, folks, end of each round. Unofficial results. We've got judges at ringside. Chuck Wetner, Kevin Rooney, Gorilla Monsoon. Here we go, round one, brawl for all. Butterbean and Bart Gunn. And Butterbean with a stiff left to start things off. There's a left by Bart Gunn. What do you get the edge to in this one, King?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I think without a doubt, probably Butterbean. Whoa! Did you see that? Both of these guys got
right. Butterbean right hand and a knockdown of Bart Gunn early on. Butterbean caught Bart Gunn with a hard right hand. 300 pounds of power behind him.
Seven.
And keep in mind, Butterbean.
If I were you, Bart, I'd go for a takedown. Takedown.
27 seconds left. There's a right hand, folks. It's over.
Goodbye.
It's over. Butterbean with a first round knockout of Bart Gunn.
Man.
Butterbean with a tremendous right hand. A first round knockout of Bart Gunn.
Woo. Dr. Roma Scavage already tended to Bart.
Here is your winner, Butterbean.
Dr. Roman Scavage over there with Bart Gunn. And I'll tell you, King, Bart Gunn knocked out by Butterbean, but 300 pounds of power. I mean, that's a tremendous punch to take.
Oh, without a doubt. Let's take a look at it. I mean, the first punch from Butterbean rocked Bart Gunn. I mean, it staggered him. I don't think he... There it was right there. Butterbean thought he had it won right there, but Bart did make it up. He told the ref that he was okay. Take another look at it. Oh, he was rocked right there.
You saw Butterbean lead with the left hand and followed it up with two tremendous rights right on the chin, followed by a third. And here's the second punch that knocked Bart Gunn down.
This did it. Down. Oh, that knocked him out. Brother.
So Butterbean, folks, first round knockout of Bart Gunn.
Los, aufstehen. Hände hoch.
Lesson, you'd be hers if only she would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss her most. You'd be hers if only she would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss her.
Start with the head. The victim gets all fuzzy.
Thank you. What do you want? You got no business with me. You're the one to blame. You're the one going around thinking you're so damn hot.
Who paid?
What?
Who paid, Mr. Pine? Was it you?
You still want the money? Is that what you came here for? Oh, and you say so. Why didn't you say so? I got the money right over here.
You're giving me the money? Now?
Look, it's a real shame what happened. It just got out of hand, that's all.
Who paid for the scooter?
What difference does it make? The whole thing was an accident.
Who paid?
I did.
For your boy.
Look, no need to count this. Come on. A little more, a little less. Just take this for your trouble.
You pig. You don't even know what a pig you are. For my trouble, or to keep my mouth shut, or maybe for a few minutes in your room upstairs. How much is that worth to you, Mr. Pyatt? Tell us. Everyone's listening.
Nobody forced you up there. You knew damn well what you were doing.
What about our lessons? Pay as you go, earn as you learn. What were you going to teach me, Mr. Pyatt?
You lying piece of trash.
You said I was going to love it. Love being touched by a man like you.
Sick and tired of your mouth, you little slut. It's over. And we're finished. It's over.
You're right, it's over with. I can learn to live with it. But I can't take all this. Here's your change. You can keep your money. Go buy somebody else.
Some help here!
was cold, but this is ridiculous.